products available.
Hello, America. Welcome to ATN with me, Kate Delaney. Getting ready for Turkey Day. Oh, it's almost here. Less than a week away. Maybe some of you actually have travel plans. This is one of the most traveled days of the year, is Wednesday of next week, and even on Thanksgiving, although flying on Thanksgiving is pretty easy usually. There are flights scheduled and you can get in and out, so if you can get to grandmother's house before they serve the turkey, isn't that perfect? Then all you have to do is help clear at the end. You just show up. I'm here. Where's the turkey? Ooh, the job of carving the turkey. I'm sorry, guys. I'm leaving that to you. I think that's hard to do. Really, it's a pain to carve up all the turkey. I'd rather be the masher. Maybe that's because that's what I did when I was a kid. That was always my job. Peel the potatoes and mash the potatoes. So we'll be doing that next week. We're mashing it up in a different way here on ATN. Still a lot of things trickling out about what happened at Penn State, and as an organization, as an institution, did they cover up what was going on with Coach Jerry Sandusky for all those years? Who knew what? And it's all finger-pointing and how Penn State comes out of this scandal. And how about the victims? There are already lots of them getting attorneys so that they can go after the university or go after Joe Paterno, whoever they will end up doing that to, Jerry Sandusky himself, and trying to win a verdict. But this has to go through the criminal courts, and he's out on bail now at this point, along with a couple of others from Penn State. And I think some people are going to be doing some time. I see some orange jumpsuits in the future of a few folks, including Jerry Sandusky. But you know what? That doesn't bring back the innocence lost of those victims. It doesn't do it. And the stuff with Mike McQuarrie, the nonsense with McQuarrie, and the fact that he sent emails and Twitter to his friends that, you know me, I of course I would have done something. I did something. I didn't physically do something, but when I was gone, it was broken up or whatever. And then the cops saying, we have no idea what he's talking about. That's not in the records anywhere. So because he was taking so much heat, who knows? Maybe he turned around and said that. But I think the heat is going to get to him, and he may end up being out too. He's right now, he's on leave, and he's been getting a ton of death threats. So all that pressure, I think, will ultimately maybe lead to the end of McQuarrie and his job at Penn State, unless they just kind of hope that the storm passes over. But I think this one is going to hang around for a while. If nothing else, at least now there's some child protection laws that people are looking at across the country, and whether or not you have to report something if you see a child being victimized. And this was the murky area for Joe Paterno with everything that happened on that campus. And once he was told by McQuarrie what he had seen in that shower situation, so in his contract he didn't have that, and or it wasn't clearly spelled out by any stretch of the imagination. It's just go to your superiors, so the athletic director, which he did do, but frankly that's ridiculous and not enough. Immediately, and we know this is what we've been talking about for weeks, they should have gone to the cops. Mother Nature. We haven't talked about Mother Nature lately on this show. Usually we are, because she huffs and she puffs and disaster ensues, I hate to say, whether it's through floods or some kind of hurricane or tropical storm, mudslides, all kinds of things. Well, tornadoes to me are some of the scariest things you can ever face down, because you see that funnel cloud coming towards you and you had no idea it was coming in the first place, unless you have one of those storm cellars or you have an immediate place where you can run to, where you can hide. It's pretty scary. For everybody who lives in the Midwest or Tornado Alley, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But tornadoes had an effect in Alabama on some people, and in North Carolina what do? Worst comes to worst, you crawl into a tub.
All of a sudden, it just kept getting bigger and bigger, and the winds just picked up really heavy.
All we did was got in the bathtub, and we prayed God would protect us.
How about that? Survived it. And that's what they say, jump in the bathtub. If there's nothing else you can do, get in the tub because of how heavy it would be planted. And theoretically, if the winds were high enough, it wouldn't be able to lift you out. You're supposed to also take a mattress and put that on top of you. So if the mattress comes loose, it blows out of your hands, at least it's some protection for debris. Because the other part of it is, a lot of times when they talk about people being killed after a tornado, it's not always the obvious thing, oh, the house fell down on top of them or that kind of thing. Sometimes there's wild debris that acts almost as weapons and can hit you, which I guess is kind of the same thing. But whether it's sometimes pieces of wood, I've seen that sadly happen to a few people. So rough weather patterns in Alabama and parts of North Carolina when the funnel clouds came bearing down on a few people. Anyway, coming up in this hour of America Tonight in It's Your Business, we're going to introduce you to a Dutch guy who, American, but grew up initially in the Netherlands, I believe. He's going to talk about a piece of technology that he's now melding together thanks to his wife's crazy obsession with Farmville. I think a few people listening to the show are fans of that, and they get in these games. They get in this Farmville game, and it's about running the farm and buying and selling things and all that sort of stuff. And I think some of the games are pretty cool that are out there, but it depends on how much time you have. I wonder if some of these jobs that many of you hold, if they track statistics like that, or they just let it go and they figure, hey, if they're working, you know, I get 99% of their time, get it, 99%. If I get that, then it's okay if they play a game here or there. If they're doing that, I'm just going to let it go and not worry about it, not press the issue. We'll just pretend we didn't see that unless it gets out of control. And I've seen it where people have been chastised for the amount of time that they've been cruising through other websites, not so much to play games, although, you know, there were some people playing games, but the focus on so many other websites than the website that they were supposed to be monitoring or working on for work, right? Has to be tough, though. Your mind just starts to wonder. And this is one of those weeks for that. Once we head into the weekend and then you have 3 days before you take off, it's tough for people to concentrate. And we're in that time at the end of the year where for business, if you're in sales or something where you're trying to finish up a quarter, it's kind of a tough time of year since everybody is in that vacation mode and they're closing, you know, they're wrapping things up for the season and all that sort of stuff. Wonder if Nancy Pelosi knew about Yelp. They filed for a $100 million IPO. More on insider trading and the folks on the Hill coming up in just a second. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
I mentioned Thanksgiving is next week, and you know what happens for a lot of people? Black Friday. Yep. You'll be listening to America Tonight, gearing up with some coffee, and standing in line, guys, with a wife outside of Best Buy or Target or some other place, waiting for the doors to open so you can frantically run inside and get the cheapest deal possible if you can just get to the TV section in time. Get to the electronics. You know what? I would hate to be, this is the one time of year I would hate to be in retail, because those hours are killer when they open those stores so early. And always there is that obligatory shot that you can see on the news in Connecticut. You can see it in Philly. You can see it in Chicago or anywhere in the country. Just pick a place, small town, big town, whatever your local news is, somebody's going to be out there doing a story about whatever it is, where the crowds are lining up and what they're lining up for, whatever the big hot item is. And probably it might be the new Apple iPhone or iPads, because still a lot of people will ask for that for Christmas, but they can be pricey depending on what you get on that iPad. They're pretty cool, but they're pricey. And I'm not sure with toys and stuff. There used to be, that's what it was. It was a toy thing. It was an Elmo. It was a Cabbage Patch doll. It was whatever was hot. And I think it's going to be electronics, because so many of the kids are wired that way now. It's games. It'll partially be games too. And somewhere they'll give away some kind of a deal, and maybe you get something as part of a giveaway, but you get a half off or 40% off or first 100 people, and that'll be a familiar theme around the country where people take out their chairs and they sit for hours waiting for a store to open. Oh, it's a bad day for me if I have to sit out for hours outside of a store. And I know people get good deals. Listen, I know you can and save a ton of money And that's, you got your list, you're checking it twice, and you know what you need. So you get out there and you probably save way more than the average person is, but more power to you if you're able to do that. All right, I said that we would talk about a couple of different things here on ATN as we're going to head into It's Your Business segment. Plus, we have our cheap movie review, the new Twilight movie. If you have teenagers, you're probably going to see that, be crowded for weeks on end in the theater because it's going to probably break all kinds of box office records. I predict hands down that's number one. But George Clooney has a movie out called Descendants that's got a little bit of buzz, but that's going to be nowhere near what Twilight is. We'll get to that at the tail end of the show. But some other things to throw in here that happened on the day that I want to rifle off. One, Solyndra, are we sick of it or what? So you have the energy secretary, as we knew. He comes before Congress and says it was on him, essentially, because they looked at Solyndra. It was part of the idea of going back to the stimulus in 2009, got a guaranteed loan. Here it was solar panels. It was perfect and not so perfect once China was selling it for a lot cheaper. They even thought of bailing them out. Thank goodness they didn't do that. Oh, thank goodness that didn't happen. So nothing solved with Solyndra, and it's a layup for Congress to grill Chew on what the White House knew or didn't know, because one of the major investors was a big-time political contributor to Obama's campaign when he ran in 2008. So was it more politics or taxpayer that they were concerned about with Solyndra? Politics, taxpayer. Tough decision, isn't it, when you're in that spot? And the investor, a guy named Kaiser, went to the White House to lobby. He went to the White House to lobby. So is there something they're able to nail 1600 Pennsylvania, the inhabitants of? I don't think so. But it does make for an interesting conversation because you can see where this leads. All right, I said I was going to talk about Nancy Pelosi and the fact that a 60 Minutes story came out. It was so well done. 60 Minutes is gotten a few chunks of journalism pieces lately that have been really good. And this one just showed how obvious it was that former Speaker of the House, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and some other people in Congress were profiting from insider trading exemptions. So once that story came out, Nancy Pelosi had a fit and was calling 60 Minutes all kinds of things. Senator Joe Lieberman decides, well, let's have some hearings on this problem. This can't be right. We got to stop this practice. It's abuse. It's about time we did something about that. And other people have said it. Other people have put it forth and tried to come up with some kind of legislation, but no one hung around. Nobody really wanted to vote on it. It didn't go anywhere. So good luck to Lieberman on trying to push that. But, this is just another break for anybody who gets a job on the Hill, where ultimately they leave with a whole bunch of cash in their briefcase, figuratively, if nothing else, because of what they're able to do when they're in Washington. And clearly, why should somebody have that access, that insider access, that others are getting nailed for, and they're obviously privy to all that they're voting on half the stuff? And it would have an example of a company going through something and then ultimately IPOing, they'll know about it. They learn about some of that stuff, and clearly that doesn't seem right. So shouldn't they have to suspend any dealings while they're in Washington? I think that seems pretty fair. Right? You think that seems pretty fair? I don't get it. We move from that to something I happen to see about living longer, and a lot of people are, that's why the healthcare industry, a lot of the jobs, if there's going to be any job security, it's going to be in home healthcare of any sort, that kind of thing, because of the aging population. The roles are really, really surging. 2 million are 90 or over. That's triple just what it was 3 decades ago. Wow. 90+. So in the census, they showed that, they highlighted it, that the lifespans are increasing. Where it used to be, you know, when you're talking about oldest people and you've got all these baby boomers, how long are they going to, you know, what's the demographics? How long are they going to live? A century ago, you had fewer than 100,000 people who reached 90. Less than 100,000 people. And now we're talking about, what, 2 million people. But I don't know that I necessarily agree with that because of some of the diseases we have, from Alzheimer's to diabetes. It's such a big thing now. And other conditions that people are dealing with, all the processed foods that we've eaten, you know, the generations before were still groups of people where, remember, your great grandparents, what were they eating? Not that they didn't eat any crappy food, but I don't know if I ever saw my grandmother or great grandmother eat fast food. I don't, maybe they did, but I never saw it. I just remember them always eating pot roast and vegetables and salads and whatever. I don't really remember them eating pizzas, and now people just order out a couple of times a week, more than that probably. And not that you can't get healthy food when you go out, but usually they're reaching for the fast stuff, whether it's greasy fries and burgers and pizza or whatever it happens to be. I have to think that that may flip around in a different direction because of the food, because of the choices. But that's not what the statistics say. The statistics say that more people are going to live longer. They could live up to 90, that you should expect that 1 in 4 adults will live to that ripe old age. So they're trying to plan for that, because that's different when you're trying to plan out your future. 90 to what used to be at one time late 70s or early 80s. And that's a big number. That's a big number. And what about disability? What's going to happen? What's the quality of life? I mean, that, you know, that would be the question. If you live to be 90 something and you have a pretty good quality of life, then hey, that's worth it. But if it's the opposite, and we've got overcrowded situations in some of these nursing homes and some of these assisted living places and whatnot, that's more likely that you're going to have, unfortunately, people who are trying to find their ways into a facility and can't get in. They're on that list. I mean, already you have to, a lot of times, have to wait on the list. Somebody's got to be on that list to get in to certain places. So I think it'll be tough. Not that I'm predicting doom and gloom for all of you at the end of your life. I wish everybody a long and happy life. All right, coming up next, I know someone who's happy. He's got a tough accent, but he's got a great story. Take a listen.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor winter activity. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com, spelled InstaFire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. InstaFire.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
How many of you listening to America tonight? I mean, be honest about this. How many of you are freaks for Farmville or other games, especially on Facebook? There was like Mafia Wars and stuff, but Farmville seems to be the number one thing. And I think some of the men out there can relate to this because it seems like a lot of women are playing this game. What do you do when your wife is totally hooked on to Farmville? How do you somehow get involved in this or pull her away from that? Well, our next guest, who's in the green room right now, the virtual green room anyway, we could spare no expense. He's drinking one of our most expensive lattes, I think. If he puts that down, Felipe Van Heck is coming on to America tonight. Felipe, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on ATN.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
All right, here's the thing. I mean, I'm going to tell everybody what you do because you're in the business of, you know, cell phone, text chat, entertainment, that kind of stuff. So this is kind of in your wheelhouse. But you have this wife who's really zeroed in on Farmville. What was that like? I mean, would you go to sleep and you'd wake up and she'd be playing the Farmville thing?
Well, I'll tell you, Kate, my wife about 2 years ago was driving me absolutely crazy. She was spending more time with Farmville than she was spending time with me. So one day I said, you know, this is enough. I need to understand what's so nice about Farmville or what's so obsessive about Farmville. So one day I decided to sit down with her and look at it.
And did you like it? Were you interested in the game? Or no, you were like, forget it.
You know, I've never been a big game fanatic, but I asked her. I said, you know, what do you do? So she started showing me, you know, all the feature and creating her farm and trading her pigs with her friend and doing all kind of things. But she said to me, one thing came out from her was, you see, I cannot do this right now on my cell phone. And me being in the cell phone industry, being there for a long time in the entertainment telephony, there was a, like a light bulb, like, you know, flashed in my head and said, okay, what about if you can do that with your mobile phone? And the conversation really started like this. And right away, almost in my mind, I created that world of combining both technology together, which to this date had not been done before.
Wow. So we're going to talk about that. You created the game Maya, and it's because of what happened with your wife. Let's see, this is what happens in life. It led you down that path. It made you think about that. And so no, there's no other game like that with the cell phone, right?
There is no technology like this today. We are the only one. We just launched last week on a soft launch, and really there is nothing that combines those two technology together.
And so somebody, is this right? Somebody on a PC can actually play the game and live chat with someone on a cell phone at the same time, and they can be involved in the game. They can get involved in the game. Is that correct?
Yeah, actually there is much more to it. But, yes, it's like a Farmville that meets Twitter, that meets GroupMe. That GroupMe just sold a few months ago to Skype for $80 million after just 1 year in business. So you are in that virtual community or that virtual game, and you can, as an example, you know, you can build a church, and once you build your church, you can sign up to receive a prayer of the day or a Bible quote on your cell phone. You can also invite your friends who SMS text messaging, so you can message to your friends while you are in the game and create that bridge and that connection with your friends, tell them what you are doing. And you don't have to leave the game. It's right there, right in the game, right in the platform, and your friends are receiving messages on their cell phone. There is also a mobile sweepstakes, so you can win prizes, and you don't have to leave. Again, it's right there at your fingertip while you are playing the game. You can enter to win a prize, and the prizes are changing every week. And further down the road, we are going to add a mobile coupon, and we are going to add different mobile applications. It's really bringing the two, again, it's bringing those two technology together and making it a great platform, like a Walmart of social network.
I love that. You can even, besides the church, right, because there's so many places that you could go with that, but you go the opposite end. You can have a nightclub. You can have all city halls, all kinds of things.
We do. We have a nightclub, so you can sign up for your love horoscopes and receive your daily love horoscopes on your cell phone. You can also enter into a mobile dating. We have mobile dating right now that is running, so if you are single and you want to meet someone, you can sign up to meet for that application. If you are a sports fan, you can build your sports store and receive NFL or NASCAR news on your cell phone. So there is all kind of different content. Today, as our first generation of this platform, we have 32 different buildings that are linked to 32 different categories. And, you know, I mentioned horoscopes, and I mentioned Bible quotes, but there is health, there is legal, there is sports that I mentioned as well. So there are all kind of different information that really cater to a wide variety of people with different liking in their life.
How do you keep up with all this? You must have a giant staff or a smart staff. How do you keep up with all the? I mean, this is flying like 32. Would you say 32 different possibilities?
Well, you know, it has been a roller coaster because we used to be a medium sized company, and unfortunately for us, like a lot of American people, 2008 and 2009 and the economic crisis really hit us really hard, and we had to downsize and come up with new ideas and new way of doing business. But we have our own staff, we produce our own content. 90% of what we have on our platform is actually created by us, is scripted by us, is recorded by us. We have also voice staff on board, and it's actually some of them have a radio background.
Of course.
and um, And yes, it's, you know, it's a life of a small entrepreneur. It's leveraging what you have and trying to make the best of it in light of what is happening in the technology world today.
Oh, I so agree with you. That's why you're on this segment. It's called It's Your Business. That's why we had you on, Felipe, because you're perfect for that. It is about being an entrepreneur, and every third person you turn to, probably more than that, that's where you're going to really, I think, in America, that's where you're going to really succeed now, because as you mentioned, things were forced to change because of really what happened in 2008. But it's exciting. It has to be exciting for you because you're right there at the precipice of these technologies. So really the sky's the limit, isn't it? You get to brainstorm all day long. What a cool job. Was that what you do all day long, brainstorm?
You know, you brainstorm at night when you pretend you're sleeping, and then during the day you have to put things in action because you don't have time to brainstorm anymore. We are not at the size where, you know, we can pass a baby to somebody else. We you got to be the secretary and you got to be the marketing person and you have to be, the entrepreneur. I mean, it's an interesting job. It's challenging. I love creating, companies. I've done that 15 times in my entrepreneurial career. And, you know, I failed and I succeeded and this is, I think to me, this is my most exciting baby that I have, I had to participate and co-found and create.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see where Maya goes. What's been the reaction? Because you said you just really launched, but certainly you've taken this to a lot of people and many people have seen it even in your world and beyond that. What's been the reaction so far?
You know, people who understand the technology right away, they understand what we are doing, and they said this is really cool. This is really where the industry is going. Because if you look at, you know, we are talking the case of Unreal. I mean, we could take the case of many games out there, but really what happened is those guys have used a cell phone or the mobile phone or the smartphone as another tool, as another medium to distribute their game. They really have not taken the mobile phone technology and tried to say, okay, what are we doing with that technology? What are we doing with SMS? What are we doing with MMS? What are we doing with all of that that the phone has to offer and integrate it into our platform? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting to me because I see as those, you know, those giant with so much money. I mean, they raise capital hand over fist, you know, $150 million here and another $100 million there. And I'm like wondering why those guys are really looking at this as just another support for distribution. Why they are not taking this technology and merge them? And I think really we are a small group, but we are the first one. But I think down the road, this is the only way this is going to go. There is no other way. All technology are merging, and this is one of them. I mean, you look at gaming. People want entertainment. They want today to entertain themselves. They want.
Oh yeah.
They want to text. They don't want to talk. Yeah. They want to text.
Boy, that's true.
Sorry to tell you that, Kate, but they don't want to talk anymore. You know, they want to text one another.
They want to text you, right. We incorporate text and talk radio. Talk radio is wildly popular right now. It's the number one format in the world, in the United States and beyond. But you have to also have text, and you have to chat, and you have to have video and all that stuff. So you're absolutely right. Hey, we have just, you know, 20 seconds left. Somebody wants to get Maya. Where can they get it?
You can go to maya.com or you can, if you have a Facebook account, you go on Facebook, you tap, you enter Maya, or you enter the Republic with a K at the end of Maya, and you'll find us.
Awesome. It's Your Business. Felipe Van Heck, thanks so much, Felipe.
Under your Christmas tree and tastes even better, Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name.
So we're looking at another weekend. That means cheap movie review time. Some big movie stars and a movie that has been anticipated for a long time now. The Twilight series, so big. And it's the mix of vampires and teenagers and werewolves and fantasy and all kinds of stuff. And it spells big time when it comes to the box office. So I was looking at reviews of this. And it's tough to review it because it's a formula kind of thing. And it's such a huge success for the studios that they know it. They knew it the second that they went down that path and had a couple of Twilights under their belts. This is actually the fourth Twilight. Do you believe it? And this time you have a lot of interesting turns and twists, including a marriage and once again the vampire kingdom coming to get the others. And I don't want to give away the whole thing, and some of you are like, ugh, please, I could care less about those fantasy kind of flicks. But here's the latest installment of Twilight.
Ready?
She's telling me something.
Never.
I, Ed of Khan, take you, Bella Swan.
For better or for worse.
To love.
To cherish. As long as we both shall live.
This is how I'll remember you. Pink cheeks. Heartbeat. I think I'd be used to telling you goodbye by now.
Drama, romance, sequel, what's not to like? What I love that Hollywood does, though, is that they set you up for the next part. So it's the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. It's like when I went to see Kill Bill. I went to see Kill Bill, and it turns out that was one volume. Then there was another volume. I'm like, oh, I just want to know the end now. Surprisingly, this is PG-13. I almost think it verges on R because of the violence and nudity, a little bit of nudity and that kind of thing. But it's Bella and Edward dealing with all the consequences that happen because they've, you know, married and all that sort of stuff. So teenagers, if you got teenagers, probably this is what they want to do this weekend. Let's go to the animated feature portion of the Cheap Movie Review, Happy Feet 2.
What is this?
It's the wave of change.
We've got to get on the ride.
5, 4, 3, 2.
We are the pride of the Rhythm Nation.
There are plenty of reasons to dance.
It's mine, Pa.
The only way to find out is to try it.
Come on, son. Let's shake this world.
Eric, it wasn't that bad.
Where are you going?
I'm leaving. I want to be free, Bill.
Do you think they could have run off?
Wow. Take a little furball and flap off.
You be apologizing. Or I'm going to tear you a new nostril.
The entire population is trapped by huge walls of ice and snow.
What contagion? He's just another hairy penguin.
A penguin can fly.
Teach them. Teach them how to fly.
Son, we're penguins. We can't fly.
Healthy.
Elijah Wood, Robin Williams.
It's incredible. Everybody came.
Except for that guy who stayed behind because he had the sniffles.
Oh no, he's here.
Hank Azaria, Pink, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon.
Moving up the food chain. I'm gonna go chew on something that has a face.
No. A little chewy.
You just nibbled on its butt.
Sofia Vergara.
You, me, a chance.
I have a chance, and it's that.
This is our moment, Bill.
Happy Feet 2.
Yes, indeed!
What's the best friend for if you're gonna bring a daddy and his boy together?
Come on, you're beautiful.
Only on the outside.
no, 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 no.
Happy Feet 2. Pretty obvious what that's about, right? Do we need to go into great details? And guess what? It's in 3D. Everything's in 3D now, isn't it? Especially when it comes to, like I said, animated flicks. You might recognize some of the voices. Elijah Wood, Robin Williams, Hank Azaria, Sophia from Modern Family, Richard Carter, Brad Pitt is in this, Matt Damon's in it, their voices anyway. And it looks like it would be pretty fun to take kids to this. If you have younger kids, this or grandkids or nieces or nephews, probably this would hit the spot. Last one, Clooney, The Descendants.
Sorry to bother you, I'm Matt King. Come to pick up my daughter, Alexandra.
Alex?
Dad? What's up, Dad? What's happening?
You need to come home and see your mom. I'm the backup parent, the understudy. I thought you were supposed to be getting your act together.
I've been doing really well, actually. Nobody ever seems to notice that.
And with Elizabeth, my wife, in the hospital, my daughter's attesting me.
Look who's here. Get out of my underwear, you freak.
Oh, okay. Don't back inside now.
Real good job you're doing.
We have to go through this thing together. You and Scotty and me.
Dad, this is Sid. He's going to be with me. I'll be a lot more civil with him around.
Setra. Don't ever do that to me again. I have to go around and tell people what's happening, family and a few close friends.
I don't want to talk about Mom with anyone.
Look, whatever you two fought about, you have to drop it. Grow up.
You really don't have a clue, do you? Tim, Mom was cheating on you.
I'd like to know who the guy is that my wife was seeing.
What you've been going through, that's a tough deal.
I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
I'm going to hit you.
How often do old people just haul off and cold cocky like that?
All right, if you go to the movies, enjoy, folks. And if you see any of those flicks, give us a review. Send it to us at americatonight.net.